This is called Burn It In. Once I was at a beach off the west coast of Florida. It was New Year's Eve, and a yellow moon hung over the gulf like a swaying lantern. And I was watching the waves crash in front of me with a friend, and the wind picked up, and my friend just stared at that moon for a while, and then closed his eyes. I asked him what he was thinking. He said, I wanted to look at this scene and memorize it, burn it into my brain, record it in my mind so that I could call it up when I want to, so I could have it with me always. I do have my recorders. I burn these things into my brain. I burn these things on the pages. I pick and choose what needs to be said, what needs to be remembered. Every year, at the end of every year, I used to write in a journal, recall the things that happened to me, log in all the memories I needed to keep, because that is what kept me sane, and that is what kept me alive. When I first went to college, I was studying to be a computer science engineer. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to beat everyone else, because burned in my brain was a taunt of kids who were in cliques so that others could do the thinking for them. Because burned in my brain, were the evenings of the high school dances that I never went to. Because burned in my brain were all the people that I knew I was better than, who thought that they were better than me. Well, yes, I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to beat everyone else. But I hated what I was doing. I hated what I saw around me. I hated all the pain that people put each other through. And all of these memories just kept flooding me. So in my spare time, to keep me sane, to keep me alive, I wrote down the things I could not say. That was how I recorded things. When I looked around me and saw friends raping my friends, I wrote, I burned into these nightmares with a pen, and yes, I have this recorded. I have all of this recorded. What did you think I was doing when I was stuffing handwritten notes into my pockets or typing long hours into the night? In college, I had two roommates who in their spare time would watch movies in our living room and cross stitch. I never understood this. In my spare time, I was not watching others' movies or weaving thread to keep my hands busy. I was sitting at the corner of a cafe, scribbling down into a notebook. I was sitting in the university computer lab, slamming my hands, my fingers against that keyboard, because there were too many atrocities in the world. There were too many injustices that I had witnessed. There were too many people who had wronged me. And I had a lot of work to do. There had to be a record of what you'd done. Did you think your crimes would go unpunished? I mean, did you think that you could just come back years later, slap me on the back with a friendly hello, and think that I would remember? You see, that's what I have my poems for, so there will always be a record of what you have done. I have defiled many pages in your honor, you who swung your battle axe high above your head and thought that no one would remember in the end. Well, I made a point to remember. Yes, I have defiled many pages, and have you defiled many women? You, the man who raped my friend. You, the man who raped my sister. You, the man who raped me. Is this what makes you a strong man? You want to know why I do the things I do? I had to record these things. That is what kept me together. When people were dying, that is what kept me together. When my fans went off to war, that is what kept me together. And when my friends were raped and left for dead, that is what kept me together. And when no one bothered to notice this, or change this, or care about this, these recordings kept me together. I needed to record these things to remind myself of where I came from. I need to record these things to remind myself that there are things to value and things to hate. I need to record these things to remind myself that there are things worth fighting for, worth dying for. I need to record these things to remind myself that I am alive.